Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. You see, I have a conviction. Spiritual growth is about what you and I do every single day, not just on Sundays at church. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about why confession is still important. Many years ago, while I served as a youth pastor, I sensed God leading me to do something that had not been my practice. God spoke to me one night to confess my sin to another pastor. I still remember the night. Our two churches had come together for a combined youth service. At the end, we had a powerful time of prayer, and it was during this time of seeking God that I heard His voice. I knew God was leading me to take this step. I went over to the other youth pastor and asked if I could talk with him. I confessed a particular sin and asked him to pray for me. My friend did not judge me or reject me. He believed God with me for forgiveness. God brought healing in my life that night. Furthermore, my friendship with my fellow pastor deepened, and we began to meet weekly for a time of prayer. I rarely hear anyone talk today about the importance of confession. If the topic is brought up, it's confession to God that's discussed, but confession to one another is rejected. I'll hear people say, "You don't have to confess to anyone. Just confess to God." I'm in this theological camp too. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." This, of course, is the confession of our sins to God, not man. But is there a place for confessing our sins to one another? Is there a biblical call for this type of confession? Obviously, we are not called to broadcast our sins to the world. We don't have to tell everyone, and you certainly would not want to post it on social media. So why would it be important to confess to someone, and when would it be necessary? These are great questions. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24, Jesus said, "If you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift." In these verses, Jesus is saying, when you have sinned against someone, you can't just overlook it. You can't ignore it. You need to make it right. Go to that person, confess your sins, ask for forgiveness, and be reconciled to them. Own your sins and mistakes, and do the right thing. But what about confession when your sin is not against anyone in particular? Why is confession helpful? James chapter 5, verse 16 sheds some light. It says, "Confess your sins to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed." This confession calls for us to be truthful about our own sinfulness and our struggle with sin. It doesn't mean we need to broadcast to the whole world our specific sins. That would not be good for them, and it would not be good for you. But here's what I believe James is saying. Find a trusted Christian friend or leader, someone with spiritual maturity, and someone who can keep your confidence. When we confess, it can free us from the heavy burdens of unresolved sin and removes hindrances to the work of the Holy Spirit. Sin thrives in the darkness, but confession brings it in the light. Freedom is found in confession. Now you are no longer alone in the struggle. You have a trusted friend and prayer partner who will join you in the struggle and who can hold you accountable. Confession breaks the power of secret sin. Confession brings us to a place of honesty before God and others. We no longer live a lie, but now we are open about our struggle, and this brings us to the place of forgiveness and healing. And here's today's challenge. Is the Holy Spirit prompting you to confess your sins? Obey God's leading in your life, and you will find the freedom that you are searching for. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. You can learn more about discipleship by visiting my website, 5minutediscipleship.com. And if you like this podcast, please tell your friends and family about it. Also, let me ask you to leave a review of the show. It's not that hard, and I would be so very grateful. You can do so wherever you listen to this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.